place I got to. And knowing niggas feel it when I say I got you. I got you. Is enough to keep me cool.
A.D. Carson will be defending his dissertation in a 200-seat auditorium, and he's expecting a packed house. Some will be classmates from the Department of Rhetorics, Communication, and Information Design. Some will be fans of rap. The main component of Carson's dissertation is a 34-song hip-hop album that he composed and performed himself.
I'm thinking years in the future, they're thinking now and today. Like getting showered with flowers, not in the aisle at your grave. It's hard to make it make sense. My mama proud as could be, but says, I thought you left before to get a college degree.
And as I stood up in front of that crowd and I just talked about what rap music is doing, then I would probably present it in much the same way that I'm speaking to you now. I think that it would go over fine because no one would be challenged in that moment. But when I do the work that I would ordinarily be talking about, when I actually rap, then something different happens in that room. The thesis of the project is really that a voice that is presented as, say, authentically Black, that is doing philosophy or is engaging in a mode that is also considered authentically Black, i.e. rap or maybe spoken word, might be interpreted differently or ignored or convey different kinds of messages than another kind of voice.
It's the culmination of 4 years of work and includes a website packed with research.
It's more than just an album. There are transcriptions of the lyrics that are on the website. There are videos, interviews. There's a bibliography on the website, along with a timeline. I also have a book list of everything that I read each semester.
Each track is stacked with layer upon layer of meaning, snippets of music, samples of audio, words loaded with multiple messages. Take the term dope. It's a compliment, a synonym for cool, and it's the drug that a dope dealer dilutes with sucrose. Carson sees hip-hop embodying both definitions.
We find ourselves sort of cutting hip-hop with many different things in order to talk about it in terminology that's acceptable to the academy. You know, there was a class where it was like sociology and Jay-Z or Southern rappers and Southern literature, you know. I think that perhaps we are at a point that we can just allow hip-hop to have the space in the academy to do what it does on its terms. And that's what I hope this project is doing.
Okay, so the title of your dissertation, Owning My Masters, is probably also got at least two meanings.
Uh-huh.
So I know in the music business, if you have a record deal, that's a part of the contract negotiation. Who owns the masters? The master recordings.
Uh-huh. That is definitely one layer of it. The idea of this being a means by which I can own my own voice, yes.
So tell me the other layers.
Well, Clemson University is John Calhoun's former plantation. So the idea of, you know, obtaining an advanced degree from a university that is built upon a plantation could be a way that one might envision owning one's master. But then that also plays on the word owning and sort of like the reversal of that particular circumstance.
And doing it using rap.
Yes.
That's dope.
Dope indeed.
I get a better understanding what my roots is about. Because my people from here, and though I can't see them from here, they're reflected in my expression, so yet hearing them clear. They ask me, why would you leave? I ask them, how could I stay and be limited?